When a person is desperate and hopeless, he or she will do everything to get attention and necessary help, even if other people will be annoyed. He or she will not care, especially when that person whom he or she is asking is the one who will help her or will help him. This is the attitude of Bartimaeus towards Jesus, whom he considered the person who will restore his sight. His trusts and faith is manifested in his name calling of Jesus, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Even when the crowd sternly ordered him to be quiet, he cried even more. Because of this, he got what he wanted, the attention of Jesus and healing. But why still Jesus asks Bartimaeus the question, "What do you want me to do for you?" My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus wanted to draw out of him a personal response of faith and trust in his power to heal and make whole. Jesus commends Bartimaeus for recognizing who he is with the eyes of faith and grants him physical sight as well. In this journey called life, we are all on the road traveling with different kind of people. Sometimes we are strong and fit, but some are weak and need help. Do we see these people around us? Are we willing to listen and help those people in need? Let us follow and imitate Jesus' attitude towards Bartimaeus, a listening heart, ready to extend one's hand and heal others with compassion and love. There is a lot of people on the road of life that we need to help, and we can only do that unless we too are filled with the love and compassion of Jesus. So let us ask, therefore, in this Eucharist, that we may be healed from our own blindness, most especially spiritual blindness, so that we may see God's goodness and share that to our brothers and sisters. May we also say to Jesus, "Lord, heal me and let me see again." And like Bartimaeus, let us follow the Lord on the way as we regain our sight. May we see God's goodness and share that to others.